Locally Delicious is a nonprofit organization engaged in educational activities that support the benefits of eating locally grown food. They are a wild group of tomatoes. They're heirloom tomatoes, all the women in the group. And they, in part with Suzanne Simpson, who was a documentary filmmaker, produced Locally Grown, America's Food Revolution. It's a documentary film and virtual companion guide produced by David Shearer and Suzanne Simpson and Locally Delicious, Inc. It's showing tomorrow at the Native Forum, 4 p.m. here on the Humboldt State University campus. That's right next to the BSS building. There will be a speaker panel afterwards, and I'm happy to meet Dr. Jen McGuire. She's an assistant professor of social work at HSU and here to tell us a few more things about Locally Grown, the film. Welcome to the KHSU magazine.
It's great to be here.
So we're going to have a speaker panel. What's that going to be like after the showing? Let's start there.
Yeah, so we're really excited about the event tomorrow, and we hope lots of people come out. I think especially I want to put a special invite out there to students and faculty and staff or anybody who's new to the area. I think this is a really great way to get acquainted with our local food system and the people who are behind it. The film, we're going to show that, and that tells some of the stories about local ranchers and growers and businesses and food organizations in this community who are really vital to making sure that, you know, everyone gets fed and gets fed well, I should say. And so please come out and meet. The people of the film will be here in a speaker panel, and they'll be there to answer questions after the film and also be there to help you figure out how you might want to get involved in your local food system. It can be intimidating to think about, how do I jump in if I care about my food? And there are ways to buy local, to grow your own food, to get involved with food distribution, like with food for people who maybe can't afford, you know, some of the food that we have here. And so it's just a great way to jump in and figure out, what's my place in this community when it comes to our food system.
Is this the first time the film will be shown?
This will be the first time it's screened locally.
Okay.
And so I was able to screen it myself at a rural social work conference in Tennessee, and that was fantastic. And one of my colleagues who worked on the website, which hopefully I get to talk about a bit, Dr. Josh Fry in communications, was also able to show it at a national food conference.
To a great reception, I'm sure. Well, let's talk about the website since you bring it up. Let's do it.
Okay, so the website,
should we give it out first? Yes, go ahead. Is,
do you want to go ahead and give out?
You give it out. You want me to give it out?
Yes.
www.locallygrown.film.
Absolutely. And this is a great place to go after you watch the film. We were hoping the film would, you know, inspire people to think about their food and their food system. And then the website is a place where you can go afterwards to, you know, get some more stories, because we couldn't fit all the stories into the short film, you know, from some of the businesses and growers and hearing more about what's happening in Humboldt County. But it's also a space to learn more about culture, food culture, and the Food Policy Council, how you can jump in there, and some tools and ideas about how to connect with your K-12 public education system, and how do we get kids and youth involved.
And what are some of the ways that locally, can you speak to any of the things that are going on now, or do you even care to? There are a lot of things going on, but like farm to table and programs in the school. So that's really, is that happening all over the country, or is it just here? Do you know?
I think it's, you know, in terms of thinking about a food revolution that's happening, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are some privileged places in this country where, mm-hmm. you know, going farm to table at your local schools is happening. But even here locally, that's not possible at all of our schools. Mm-hmm. One of the great programs that we cover in the film, which I think is pretty exciting, is the Humboldt County, or no, Eureka City Schools, I think it is mm-hmm. doing a aquaponics program out at Redwood Acres and bringing young people in to learn about mm-hmm. aquaculture and how to grow your food with water, mm-hmm. you know, without soil. And it's pretty exciting.
So interesting you say privilege when you're talking about growing food, because it's one of the most basic things, and it's so, you know, grassroots. But why don't you talk about that a tiny bit?
Well, I think when I showed the film out in Tennessee, there was this other professor that was there, and she came to the film, and we talked afterwards, and she said, I came to the film to learn more about food. I grew up in an urban area. Clearly, she's very educated if she's a professor at this point. And she said, I did not know that there were local food systems that exist like they do in Humboldt County, because she's been in an urban area her entire life. And so to think that your food could come from out of the land where you live, and it can be grown in thoughtful ways in terms of thinking about the health of, like, the land and the health of the bodies that the food is going into, and thinking about food bringing in money to a community and it stays there, you know, rather than like through corporations that come from outside our area, make money and take the money right out. That this was a new way of thinking for her. I mean, of course, she wasn't completely unfamiliar with it, but she was like, thank you. And and so I'm hoping that showing this film out of the areas, it is a way
to inspire other people. Because we really are fairly lucky here. I mean,
yes, we are.
It's an amazing place to grow food, and the people that are growing the food that we eat are really amazing. And you told a story before we went on the air, you know, you can just grow some beans in your own backyard and start growing something. You don't have to be a big old farmer, you know, because what you were saying is that it could be daunting to think of putting in a whole farm in your backyard, but you don't really have to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you can start small. You can start with, you know, a garden barrel or a garden box, and it can be at your own house, but maybe it's something you'd like to do at work, just, and that's where you can have shared responsibility. And I think one of the amazing things about local food is it's not only about eating good food, but it's about bringing people together, and it's about community, and it's about sharing food with one another and coming together around the table and talking and getting food out to, you know, our senior residents that maybe can't come out. There's a great program out at Blue Lake Rancheria where they are growing food in Blue Lake and getting it out to seniors. And so that's a place where you have that connection that's being made. You know, it's around food, but those are seniors who maybe aren't seeing a whole lot of people because they are homebound. And so it's just, there's so many amazing ways to connect.
Yeah. And, you know, better to eat fresh food than maybe opening a can of soup. Nothing wrong with that either, but I mean.
And soup cans don't grow on trees.
Well, yeah, that's my point. I'm so glad you got my point. So we're talking about the film Locally Grown, America's Food Revolution, a half-hour documentary film, hopefully going to be a longer film and airing on PBS one of these days. Suzanne Simpson, Professor David Shearer involved with the project. Anybody else you want to say is involved with the project? Locally Delicious, Inc. And, you know, this food guide, I just want to mention this, the local food guide, if you can get a hold of one of those, produced and developed by Locally Delicious, a free magazine, really amazing resource for all the local foods and whatnot. Yes, go ahead, Jen. Say something, anything?
Oh, yeah. If you want, this was a very collaborative effort within the community in terms of getting the film together. Dr. David Shearer and Suzanne Simpson were instrumental. They did the film. They produced the film. But in terms of coming together as a community, there was myself and Dr. Josh Fry, also May Patino of the Humboldt Food Policy Council, Erica Wright, who works at HSU-sponsored Foundation, Sponsored Programs Foundation, but she was very helpful in helping us identify, you know, funds to support the film. And if you read the list of donors on the website, I mean, there are probably 20 different local donors to help produce this film.
And you could probably do some donating yourself if you're so inclined. And that website, again, is locallygrown.film, a new website. It's interactive. And so you were instrumental in that website, putting it together, getting it up and about.
Yeah, there were a group of us.
Lots of people, of course. But I have you here, so
thank you so much. Yeah, so some of what we worked on was the page that was about how do you get involved with your local food policy council. And I was inspired to do that because when I moved here back in 2013, when I was hired at Humboldt State University, I was invited to the Humboldt Food Policy Council as a way to get to know this community. And I showed up for, you know, the first three meetings, and I am still working on projects that came out of those early meetings. And it's a really, you know, it's an active group, and it's a way to learn about, you know, not only like your local food, but how do you get involved in advocating for policy changes that support the kinds of ways that you want to see food grown, you know, in our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're inspiring me, and I know Locally Delicious, such an amazing group. They've done so much. There's a cookbook. You can find out more about them anywhere you look. And again, the film is showing tomorrow night here in Humboldt County at the Native Forum on the HSU campus next to the BSS building. There will be a speaker panel afterwards, so you're expecting people to be there from about 4 until 5:30, but probably a little longer, I bet. It's free to the public and easy to get to. And is there anything else that we need to say?
There will be another showing of the film, and I think it's on that poster.
Okay.
It's in September, and it's going to be a wine and cheese event, and there'll be some local food there, and the Miner is hosting it. And so if you want to come and, you know, mingle with those who are in the film and the people who made the film and learn more about your local community food and get a taste of it, that's a great place to come out.
And I think there's a Facebook page, Locally Delicious. We're just about out of time, Dr. Jen McGuire. Thanks for participating. And come back, because you have a lot to talk about, so we're going to hear more from you, right?
All right.
Okay,
I'll be back.
We'll
Thank
do some
you.
Bigger things. And again, Locally Grown, America's Food Revolution, really interesting documentary film and visual companion guide. Tomorrow in the Native Forum, 4 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for coming in today, Jen.
Thanks so much for having me.